On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Connaughton, you saw the three-point play during Jorah's interview. And has 8 points in 6 minutes.
Yeah, he's looked good. Knocked down a three, couple of hard takes to the basket.
Catch and shoot three. Pat Connaughton, three for three. 14 points in just 8 minutes.
Well, between playing for the national team and conducting the workouts at his alma mater, Notre Dame, for the Notre Dame alumni this summer, he is coming camp sharp, Pat Connaughton.
Pat Connaughton. He's played 12 minutes. That brings a timeout. John Beilein knows a hot player when he sees one.
Hey, if you've got a Pat Connaughton highlight reel available to be played, you play the Pat Connaughton highlight reel. Not just a member of this Bucks team, but also a Milwaukee real estate proprietor after he bought some apartments downtown.
Yeah, drove by it last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you stop and take a picture?
No, I didn't. I just admired him. No. Hey, the highlight reel, you don't forget my boy Kyle Korver, man. He was drilling in some threes last night, too. And the closer of that game, a guy who's been criticized a lot, Chris Middleton. Wasn't Giannis closing that one out? That was old Mizzy, man, taking it to the rack, little turnarounds in the lane, three-pointers from the corner. And George Hill off the bench, many involved in that game last night, carrying him to the promised land.
129-112, Bucks beat the Cavs last night. You know, last year, after every game, we could talk about if Middleton's worth the max or not. That conversation's dead. He got it.
Thank God.
He got paid.
And some.
I know people still want to have the conversation after every single game, but he's not going anywhere now, so knock it off.
Made a nice pass to Giannis for the tip-in for the tie game on Saturday.
Beautiful assist.
That was
an assist.
That was an air ball.
That was a drawn-up play. I've seen it. Eric Name's seen it in practice, too. That was a drawn-up play. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can follow him, Eric_NEHM on Twitter. Coach Namesy.
Names.
Fellas, how we doing?
Names.
What's up?
Names, great talking to you again. All right, 2-1 at this point. I mean, I don't think there's really too much to complain about. It's a long NBA season, and I think that we're going to see more Giannis rest this year. And I told Bart, I said, if they would have won on Saturday night, they would have closed out Miami. I would have doubted if they would have rested him against Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't think you're too far off in thinking that there's going to be more rest days for him. I think maybe it's going to be like some of the back-to-backs that you'll see that in. I know Joe Vardon, my colleague at The Athletic, already reported that Kyle Korver is going to sit out at least one of the game of back-to-backs. I'm not sure if it'll be the first or the second, so be on the lookout for that. But, yeah, they're going to be very careful about what they're doing with guys, and especially with Giannis and Chris and Brooke Lopez and Arsenio De Silva all playing in FIBA. All those guys had even shorter off seasons than most of the team, which had a short off season because they went so deep into the playoffs. So they're going to be careful with all that. They're going to keep resting guys. And I got to say, I'm shocked that you say there's very little to complain about, because that's not the Bucks fan experience I get in my mentions. There's lots to complain about. There's always something to complain about with the Bucks, even on a 2-1 start.
You know, that's you write about the Bucks for a living. Like, if the Bucks are doing whatever, we can at least talk about the Packers or the Badgers or the Brewers. You are all Bucks, and we talked about it last week with you about trying to find different things, because this really is. I mean, there's going to be like games that are interesting, like the Rockets won, and games where you blow a lead, you maybe should have won it, like the Heat game. But this is an 82 game preseason, and I want to see this team across the season. I want to see them figure out what's the best team that they can present themselves in the playoffs. For the first three games, it's just basically been, we'll shuttle our guys out there, and they're going to start, and they're going to try to play, they're going to try to win. Do you think that we'll see switches with the starting lineup, or we'll see like, all right, DiVincenzo, you're going to get 20 minutes a game here for a couple of weeks? Because right now they've been playing it almost like they don't want to do what I want them to do.
Yeah, I think that's the question that lingers over this entire season, because if you watched what the Raptors did last year, there were calls in Toronto essentially for Nick Nurse's head, where it was just like, what's he doing with this starting lineup? Why is Pascal Siakam playing in this way? Why are they playing small? Why are they playing big? Why did they trade for Marcus Saul? Why did they have Kawhi sit out this night? Like, all of those things built up in Toronto last year. And then when they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, when they got to the NBA Finals, they could throw their guys in a lot of different situations. And it wasn't the first time that those guys had done those things. It wasn't the first time that they had run the offense a certain way. It wasn't the first time that they had ran out a certain lineup. They had experimented with all those things during the regular season. And ultimately that meant, instead of being the one seed, they were obviously a lower seed. And I think that's going to be something to watch this season, is a lot of people, I mean, this is something I questioned during the regular season last year. This is something that I think we questioned when Mike Budenholzer got the job, is he's very good at building a system. He's very good at building a foundation. He's very good at building the fundamentals that create a really strong team. But having that adaptability, having that offensive diversity, having a defensive game plan that can do multiple things, that's when people question Mike Budenholzer and wonder if he can do those things when it really matters. And obviously you saw them play four games against the Raptors at the end of the season where they just didn't have an answer. They didn't have something else that they could do offensively, defensively. Defensively they were good, but offensively they just didn't have other things that they could do, because they were leaning on all the things that they did during the regular season. And that is the question that lingers over this whole season. And like you said, you know, it's kind of an 82-game preseason, but we haven't really seen them experiment with those other things thus far. And that to me is, you know, this team might have an even higher ceiling. It's incredibly high right now. This is the team I expect to represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. But that ceiling can go even higher if a guy like Dante pops. Honestly, a guy like Pat Connaughton, you played the highlights to start. He's still a young guy. He's only in his fourth NBA season. Maybe he pops, and all of a sudden you have someone that can take the ceiling of this team even higher. The ceiling of this team, I think, can go higher with those young guys. The floor will be incredibly high because of those veterans that are playing right now. But seeing those young guys kind of get infused into everything that they do, that's where this team can be a little bit different and maybe even go a little bit higher.
Well, you know me, I'm big on Giannis and his free throws. That's been just a sticking point for me for a while, and it cost, and I got criticized last year, but hey, I was right, because it ended up costing them in the postseason. I mean, he couldn't hit a free throw, and just those are just deflators when he's missing them. He was 4 of 8 last night at the free throw line. He was practicing after the game last night in his sweat clothes. What does he say about this? Why can't he? I mean, because he's such a good player, and if he's going to draw contact, and that's the ball player he is, why can't he get over the hump on the free throws? Or do we just have to live with that?
I mean, I don't think you have to live with it because we've seen him at various times in his career shoot 70-plus percent, 75%. And again, that's not perfect. You obviously want to be in that 80% range. Like, that's where the truly great players, the truly great free throw shooters are. But 70% is acceptable. So we know that he can do that. We've seen him do that. But like you said, during the playoffs last year, it was closer to 60%. This year, at the start of the season, it's been in that 60% range again, and it's not good enough. Like, it has to be better. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, as we talk about his jump shot getting better and all that improving, I do wonder, one thing that I've always questioned is I don't like long routines at the free throw line. Like, that's just not something I like, where you take, like, a lot of dribbles and you take a long time. I've always been, you know, just in my head, I think it's better if it's just deep breath, one dribble, two dribble, set yourself, take a free throw. There's a lot of times where Giannis is, like, four dribbles in real exaggerated deep breaths. And, I mean, it's for almost the entirety of his career, it's been a 10-second plus, sometimes 10-plus second experience at the free throw line for every free throw. I mean, going back to even when Jason Kidd was the coach, the NBA called the Bucks and were like, hey, you got to do something about Giannis' free throw routine. It's taking too long. Like, it's taking 10-plus seconds. So that's always something that made me uncomfortable, and I understand with as hard as he goes, he wants to take a breath and make sure that he has his, you know, wits about him and he's ready to take this free throw. But I just think the longer routine you have, the more things that you can screw up, the less repeatable that it is, and that's what you want at the free throw line. And as he's changing his jump shot, I think all those things have changed along the way. When you talk to him about it, he says, you know, I just have to make them, right? Like, I go to the free throw line, I know what I'm doing there, I know what my routine is, and, you know, I just have to, if I miss one, I have to put it out of my head, but that really hasn't worked thus far. So for all of the times that he's incredibly insightful about his process, what he's looking for as a passer, what he's looking for when he drives, what he's looking for defensively, he's really good at those things. So those answers that he gives you are really insightful and honest, but the free throw line, I've never been able to crack him on that one. That just isn't one that he really gives you a ton of insight. He just says, you know, I have to be better, I have to make them, which is true. It's honest, he does have to make them, but it does really give you very little light into how he is doing as a free throw shooter and what he's doing at the line.
Because he's so good at taking guys off the dribble, and it's such an important part of his game. I would take, if you had to say, okay, should Giannis become a better free throw shooter or develop a jump shot? I would take the free throw shooter over the hitting a 20-footer every day, because where he makes his bread and butter and helping his team is getting to the lane. If he's going to get hacked and he splits his free throws, that's not doing anybody any good.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to be one of the league leader in free throws, you want to be able to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the keys to Giannis' efficiency, is how often he gets the line and how many free throws he takes. So you want to take full advantage of it. And I know we've heard Steve Novak say as much on Bucks broadcast, and I mean, that's a guy that really shoots it from the three-point line, and even he's like, yeah, free throw. Like, you want him to be able to knock down those free throws. If he can those free throws, he becomes a much better player. I mean, if you're talking about the differences for great players and how they get that little bit of an edge, you know, you're talking two free throws a game. That's the difference between 27 and 29 points a game. And that can be that next step for an MVP-type player like Giannis.
The fouling out, is that something that's going to stay with him? I know some of these calls on him have not been MVP calls. They haven't even been, like, scrub calls. I think he's getting the shaft a little bit. Is that going to be something that he needs to work on, too? He's fouled out of two games already.
So the first one in Houston, people were really mad at me because I tweeted out that, you know, it looked like he pushed Capel in the back, and there wasn't a lot of contact there. And this is a really bad thing to say because I'm a terrible basketball player and I'm not on the same level of Giannis. But if people don't think that's a foul, I would love to play pickup with them, because I will grab every rebound. If I can bump you and, like, bump you under the rim like that, I will grab every rebound and you'll be furious, because I will never jump and I will grab every rebound. Because, like, you're making a clear advantage. Like, he fouled Clint Capela. If he's not there, Clint Capela gets dunked. And I don't know. To me, if you stop someone from getting a dunk by doing something with your body, it's a foul. Whether or not he shoved him, he made a ton of contact, whatever he did, he fouled him. That one was a foul. The Dragic one was terrible. Like, that is flat out ridiculous. Like, you cannot punish Giannis for being the most intimidating and physically dominant player in the league. That's not his fault. It's not his fault that the Heat made terrible switches and got Goran Dragic out. That is not his fault. But what all of this can come down to is controlling all the other fouls. And Pat Connaughton called a number of their fouls stupid. Giannis called some of them lazy. Like, anytime Giannis fouls someone in transition, he's got to get rid of it. Like, we know that when he goes to the basket, there's probably going to be about 5 times a night where the officials can call a block or a charge. And sometimes that means there'll be no calls. Sometimes that means there's charge. Sometimes that means there's blocks. But you have to prepare and be ready for all 5 of those to go against you. And now that there's coaches' challenges, there's going to be a bunch of these challenges where it's block charge on Giannis and teams try to get a cheap one on him. So he has to be ready for that, which means he has to control all the other ones. He has to control all the reaches. He has to control anything else that isn't absolutely necessary to him blocking a shot or dunking a basketball. Like, if there's anything else there, like, he has to keep his hands off. And we saw Bud just go crazy about that in the last couple games. They averaged 29.5 fouls in the first 2 games. They had 15 fouls last night. And you could see that was an emphasis. And when you asked any of the players, I asked George Hill, I was like, I'm guessing you guys heard something about the fouls in the last couple days because you cut them in half tonight. And George just kind of smiled at me, and he's like, yeah, we heard about that once or twice from Bud. That's the stuff they have to control. They can control that, and it's a huge deal to Bud, and it's a huge deal to Giannis that he doesn't pick up any silly ones, because there's going to be ones that go against him that aren't great calls.
Eric Name, Eric underscore NEHM on Twitter. Our guy Tuesdays, 8:35 here on The Fan. Names, you appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Names.
I love you. Talk to you next week.
Love you, too. Chuck?
Yeah, I love the Names.
Say it to...
Oh. No. Yeah, Names. Tomorrow, Velasquez.
Yes, Matt Velasquez will join us tomorrow.
Early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 o'clock.
Saw him at the game last night.
9 o'clock today, we're going to talk to Brian Scalabrine, one of our Radio.com Sports NBA insiders. And I want to ask him this question. This came in here from Ram on Twitter at 105.7 FM, The Fan. He says, so do you really think the Bucks are a top 3 NBA team and had a good free agency 2019? I'm saying a flat no. You lost at home to the Heat with Jimmy Butler out. Giannis still can't shoot free throws and field goals. What did he do over the summer? Just dunks. Guys, relax. None of these games matter.
You can't tell after 3 games who the best team in the NBA is. So I'll tell you one thing. I've made this one determination about the NBA. Maybe Golden State doesn't make the postseason.
Well, they won last night. They're back on track.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're
boy, I saw them the other night against Oklahoma City, and they looked awful.
Well, they've got the worst 4-15 on a roster ever.
God.
So they've got Russell and Curry and Draymond and the rest of the team. You know I love the Warriors. I didn't even know who half these dudes
are. Man, this is back to 1995 with these guys.
Russell Westbrook would take them to the playoffs.
We're not doing that today.
Well, they need more than that.
It's the truth, though. He's a top.
You've been waiting to slam Steph Curry for a while.
Well, everybody bashed Russell Westbrook when he took the Oklahoma City Thunder to the 6th seed in the West and won an MVP. And I'm told that Steph Curry is a top 5 player in the NBA, but the Warriors are going to miss out on the playoffs. So, just kind of crazy.
Yeah, they ain't missing the playoffs.
I'll tell you. They'll
be fine.
Man, they need some help.
They'll be fine.
Need some help.
Jordan Poole's knocking down 3s last night. Milwaukee guy.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll be fine.
Oh, God.
They'll be fine.
You're right. Westbrook had Nick Collison.
Saw them.
He did, yeah.
Crushed it
and
home
Dennis
by
Schroeder.
Crushed it home by the Clippers.
Steven Adams carried those teams.
Yep. He averaged the triple-double. Not Russ.
Thabo Sefolosha.
Love him, actually. Big Sefolosha guy. Great perimeter defender.
What about that guy who's the guy that plays shooting guard that plays 35 minutes a night and has 2 points? Andre Robertson.
Oh, God. Is he still in the league?
I don't know. He carried those teams. It's Chuck and Winkler. So we'll talk to Brian Scalabrine coming up. We'll ask him about that, the Bucks' top three in the league.
Well, they definitely are.
Well, but it doesn't, like, I would just say, like I said before, watch these games, enjoy these games, talk about these games. But if the Bucks lose to the Heat without Jimmy Butler, that should not be on your mind 3 days later.
Hey, San Antonio's 3-0, but are they a top five team in the NBA? No. Of course not.
The Bucks, all they really need to do is win 39 games and get the 8th seed. That's really all that matters.
Well, I wouldn't go that
I'm
much.
I'm not even kidding.
You still got to play some good basketball.
Well, they'll play good basketball in April.
I don't think one of those things you turn it on. You want to play good basketball. Is it necessary to get 60 wins? I'd go there, but 39 wins, that's still some place of good basketball out there.
Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com Sports, next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.